The title of this essay is What Belongs to You? From a child you will attract what the body believes needs addressing. If your earliest experiences are being molested, then the body will attract people that are sexually predatorial in nature. Your body's script will resonate vibrationally with any predator that falls within the proximity of your creative influence. As a child, you were not able to defend yourself or correctly discern the mechanics of the experience. The repetitive attraction of predators is the way the body attempts to have the now adult process the experience in a healthy manner rather than holding the trauma within the cellular tissues, where over time it becomes poisonous to the body as well as to any meaningful and lasting relationships. This is part of the body's natural healing process. Attracting what on the surface seems disadvantageous is the body's way of addressing internal trauma and conflict so that the organism may function in the most advantageous way. It stands to reason that there must be a reason why we would attract negative relationships or situations over and over again, regardless of our desire not to. It is because the one attracting is not you today, but an unresolved echo of you from your earliest childhood. Over the years since I have awoken, those echoes of creation for me have lessened in frequency and severity as I became aware of what did not belong to me and correctly labeled and defined those negative attractions as part of the dream which had become obsolete. The cure is recognition that the experiences today that seem self-inflicted and harmful are the body's way of repeating past experiences so that it may be processed properly. Why blame or identify with what you dreamt in this lifetime if you were not awake and conscious of the cause and effect of your experiences? It is no less silly to blame yourself for what you dream at night while the body sleeps. You have no control over those dreams. You likewise have no control over this life if you are not awake and self-aware. Recognize that as a child your awareness was incomplete, and that any trauma that happened to you was by adults with unhealthy behavioral patterns. The mechanics are no more mysterious than that. If you had had an adult's awareness and physical strength, do you think you would have passively allowed anyone you deem not beneficial or anything that you did not deem beneficial to happen to you? Or would you have fought back and been able to articulate your boundaries better?